But what about addictions that are the result of avoiding some other shadow issue? Addictions to substances like alcohol, food, or coffee. How do we deal with real and painful addictions that are hindering us?
Well, what you find with substance addictions is that the addictive substance is causing the release in the brain of certain type of neurotransmitters that provide a particular kind of high, a particular type of wonderful feeling, a particular type of, you know, almost yumminess. Well, the same thing happens when you project qualities of your own onto somebody else. Then the closer you get to those qualities, the more your brain produces exactly the same kind of chemicals. This is what turns you on, is getting a hold of this, is doing something about it, is trying to make it, on the one hand, you know, go away. But what you're really doing is trying to get close to it because it's you. And so that, the closer you get to that, it's like two bodies, positive and negative, or north and south magnetic pole, coming together in an extraordinarily powerful force. And when that happens, it releases yummy, yummy chemicals in your brain because you're getting that delicious coming together. And that's the part of the addiction, is that it is a powerfully good feeling. And that's what keeps you drawn to it unconsciously. Consciously, you're, oh, I hate it. Oh, I hate it. But that in itself is producing a certain kind of chemical reaction.